Hello, my name's Jerry Chiavarella, and I'm the Instrumental Music Coordinator at Bairnsdale Secondary College. Look, we currently have 150 students in the Instrumental Music Program at the college. We have four concert bands. We have a junior, intermediate, a senior concert band. We also have a string ensemble, a senior string group, and we also have a swing band. And a couple of years ago, we commenced a band called the Mango Skins, which is a funk group. So they're the actual ensembles we have. All rehearsals take place during the week, lunchtimes, before school, after school, and all kids who learn an instrument have to be part of an ensemble. A man by the name of John Rogers commenced the instrumental music program at the college. John was a maths teacher, an amazing talent and enthusiasm, and because of John, this is why we're here. He put this building together. John was here for, I think, approximately about 15 years, and another wonderful musician by the name of John Smith took over. John, from memory, did about 15 years, and I since have taken over as coordinator, and this is my, I think, sixth year that I've been in charge of the program. From day one, all our ensembles, we play a lot of traditional music, so we cover a lot of styles, classical, we have jazz, rock, a lot of our pieces. You just heard our concert band a few moments ago and they were playing a Stevie Wonder medley. So we try and cover lots of styles, so the kids just get a taste of what's out there as far as music is concerned. We do our traditional marches and so on, and we have some lovely classical pieces and ballads and so on. So I think it's important that they get a broad range of styles, because one day they might continue on and take a particular liking towards the style itself. Look, it's wonderful. The kids are great, and besides playing outside within the community, we tend to get sessional teachers come in and take some of the ensembles. We're very fortunate to have Don Burrows, jazz legend, who pops in from time to time, and he works with our swing band and he also performs with our concert band. We've had James Morrison in concert at the college. This is the third year that James has attended the college and has performed, and our kids get to once again perform with James on the stage. So they're wonderful experiences that the kids, I think, will remember for the rest of their lives. But I think the main thing for us is, I just think, look, the staff are really committed and we just love watching the kids grow, and we're very passionate about our job.
Hi, I'm Sean. I'm in the Bairnsdale band and I play percussion.
Hi, I'm Kayla and I play flute. Well, you get just great opportunities and to learn so much, and you get to make new friends. It's like we're one big family, and yeah, you get lots of memories out of it. Start with recorder in grade one, and then you just, I don't know, a lot of kids chose to give up music after that 1 year, but yeah, I decided I wanted to keep with it, and yeah, I just find music to be a way to relax and stuff, so it's just gone further than that.
I distinctly remember my first percussion experience in my primary school. They needed a crash cymbal player for Advanced Australia Fair, and I stepped up and played, and I haven't stopped playing percussion since.
How did that concert go?
Oh, it was brilliant. It's kind of with the school, it's kind of a secondary thing for me, but I think for some people, they take it quite far. And like, there's some people in year 12 who are doing all music studies, and they're looking at music courses in uni.
Because a lot of the year 12s, there are lead players, they're all leaving next year, that's giving, and they, some of them left last year as well. It's given us all the opportunity to step up a bit and take those lead roles into our own hands.